Former Blue Jays slugger, two-time All-Star, three-time Silver Slugger, and deserving more Hall of Fame votes than he ever got. Carlos Delgado, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, you know what? No, but I'll tell you what, because when we look back on some careers now and we see how we look at baseball differently than when we did, when you were up for votes, man, you got dissed. You did.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting. But you know what you should do? You should call your counterparts down in the U.S. and put in a good word for me. What do you think?
I think we should do that. I wanted to ask, you know, it's funny because we were talking this morning that Marcus Stroman hit a home run last night. It's only the second Blue Jay pitcher ever to do that. And you were there last time it happened when Mark Hendrickson hit a home run in the season in which you knocked 42 out of the park. Do you remember his?
You know what? I remember playing with Mark, and I remember he hit a home run, but I don't actually remember the incident when it actually happened. So, you know, it's good for Stroman. I guess it's good for Marcus. And it's kind of funny, you know, bring some energy into that team, into that clubhouse. And you're going to hear about it. You know, Stroman's going to make sure he's going to put it on Twitter. And you're going to hear about that home run, but it was a big win. It was much needed, so I think that's the most important thing.
Carlos Delgado is our guest. We're going to talk about Hines and the unofficial start of summer in just a little bit as Carlos was making the rounds today, talking about a 473 career home runs. You didn't get to the playoffs with the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously, but 98 is still a season I think people look at, and there was only the one wild card, and you chased Boston down, and you almost got there. But the start of the season, the Jays have had a lot of slow starts, Carlos, and this is no different. How does a clubhouse stay together through the first 40, 50 games when it isn't going their way?
Well, you just have to trust yourself. You have to trust your teammates and trust the preparation that you went through to get here. Obviously, you understand how important and how big it is to make it to the playoffs. They had two fantastic years, you know, last year and the year before making it to the playoffs. This been probably, I mean, you don't want to make habit of having a slow start, but this is probably a little different. They have a couple guys banged up, you know, some of the key players, Donaldson, Tulowitzki, Martin, Happ, Sanchez, Liriano not being able to be there the whole time. So it would be really nice to have those guys back, so it will give you something to look forward to. But in the meantime, you just have to go out and grind it out. Don't try to do too much, and, you know, somebody has to step up and try to be a hero every night.
473 career home runs. That's ample time for a bat flip in there somewhere, Carlos. Did you?
I did. Not on purpose. You know, I always tell the story about the night that I hit four home runs. I don't remember running the bases after the third home run. I don't remember the bat flip or running the bases after the fourth home run. I'm all for playing with emotions. I'm all for being passionate about what you do. Just have to you have to draw a line somewhere. You just don't want to show the other team up. And that's my thinking. You know, obviously there's some situations where you're a little bit more emotional than others, but, you know, just kind of act like you've done it before. You hit a home run, whatever, celebrate, put the bat down, and run around the bases. And that's my thinking.
Because I think the last thing you want to do is put one of your teammates in jeopardy. I think Jose realized that last night. You know, the pitches were going to come inside. First at bat from Julio Teherán. He took it. It's below the waist. He hits him in the leg, and he trots to first base. Because if he starts something else, then you don't know where the next one's coming, right? And for one of your teammates, the last thing you want to do is get another guy hit up high on your team, because you'll hear about it.
Yeah. You are absolutely correct. And I think, it was a clean hit. He hit him on the thigh. Jose put his head down and went to first base, and I think that's the end of it. So I think he was handled properly.
Great talking with you. We will be getting on the phone to talk to our American counterparts, and we'll see what we can do with the future of Carlos Delgado and the Hall of Fame.
Appreciate that.